33. I have 2 more days before I sign off, and I've been thinking about when, if at all, I will be coming back to ships. I used to declare at the end of every contract that it was, in fact, my last one. But usually I keep one of each uniform just in case. We have to buy our own uniforms when we get on board. I was thinking about perhaps returning in the early fall, since my medical paperwork would be expiring in November. I could do another short fill, or maybe I will just go ahead and get the physical again, so that I'm ready any time I need to come back and earn some money. I received a funny voicemail message from my boss in the afternoon that said there was a new policy effective now. All crew must possess an MMR, or measles, mumps, and rubella immunization card, or have an MMR injection while on board. I remember getting the injection before going to college, but in the past, my medical paperwork has never required proof of immunizations. The email had stated that even if we had the injection before, we must get it again unless we can prove that we already got it. My first thought was that it was BS. They cannot make this declaration in the middle of our contract, or in my case, the end. And I decided to just ignore the voicemail since I would be leaving soon anyway. Hopefully I would get my medical records before coming back. Later in the evening, I received another message from my boss, telling us that we all need to make sure and stop by the medical office in the next 2 days. I like my boss, and I don't want to get him in trouble. But then again, they didn't give a specific time deadline, such as 5 o'clock. So I decided again to blow it off, thinking that there are over 1,000 crew members, and about 50 are leaving on Saturday, so by the time they get around to following up on everyone, I will be off the ship. Also, based on the number of people who refused to get a flu shot last year, I have a feeling that those signing off in 2 days are the least of their worries. And since I have to pack up and clean my entire half of the cabin by tomorrow night, it is definitely the least of mine. Day 34. Last day of ship! Today was incredibly busy between packing and working, turning in my keys and completing paperwork. But it all went super smoothly. Packing can be stressful, but whenever I feel the stress of my end of contract packing, I remind myself of my first contract, when I had a much different concept of how many things one needs in order to survive. I remember being super stressed, trying to pack and clean and get my suitcase to the luggage cart, and my roommate, who was an experienced crew member, said to me, "Just think about the end result. Tomorrow you'll be on a plane." I've always tried to be a present moment type of person, but in this case, it made a lot more sense to me to think about it in this way. The other thing that helps is that now I know better than to accumulate big things during my contract. The only things I bought were the hair clips from Grand Cayman, and I even cut the sleeves off of my uniform since they don't show under the blazer. So I knew that what came out would be able to go back in. I finished packing in record time and even had time to watch the production show in the evening. To top it off, I still had enough energy to play trivia with my coworkers in the crew bar after work. Sadly, we came in last place, which was pathetic considering we all host trivia for a living. Someone mentioned that it would be fun for the activity staff to host a crew trivia in the future, and I agreed, although I would not be there for it. I'm going to miss this ship. I really enjoyed the team and feel that I had an incredibly successful contract. On the way back to the cabin, I ran into the cruise director. He asked where I was going next. Everyone on ships always assumes that you will go back to another ship after your vacation. I told him that the plan was to stay on land, but if I need to come back, I will come back. He said, "That's the great thing about this company. You can always come back here." I never say goodbye to any of my ship friends. I say, "See you on another ship," or "See you on Facebook." Day 34. Signing off. A coworker and I both signed off together. This is rare when the team consists of only 6 people. But it was nice to have a sign-off buddy in my own department. After getting our final pay, turning in our dirty linens, and turning in our ship card and room key, we met at the gangway and then waited another 45 minutes before immigration would let us off. We knew what the holdup was when we heard the PA announcement requesting a couple of guests by name to please gather their belongings and proceed to the gangway on deck 4. 10 minutes later, they emerged from the elevator at the deck 1 crew gangway, confused as they saw the large mob of mostly Filipino and Caribbean-looking crew members. Somebody noticed their confused looks and flip-flops and directed them back to Deck 4, the guest departure gangway. On our way out, my coworker and I patted the hull of the ship, a tradition that he told me he does, usually resulting in strange looks from the security crew. Off in the distance, I saw another ship, the first one I worked on when I started with the company. The two ships shared the same home port and some of the same itinerary. But apart from that, my experiences on the two ships were completely different from each other. By the end of my first contract, I was unsure of whether or not I would return to ships. It had been a really tough contract. I returned to the company after I was offered an exciting contract in the Baltic. This time, I am unsure again, but for different reasons. I've experienced everything that I came to the cruise industry for, and I'm looking forward to the next chapter of my life. Thank you so much for listening to Fresh on the Boat. I hope you enjoyed hearing about my experiences. Please continue to follow me on social media. My Twitter handle is @BeckCentric. My website is www.becksvoice.com.